Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the perfect sports argument between these two teams. The Cavs are part of it, but they're really not part of it. Because if you're that mad at the Browns, then nothing is ever going to satiate anything until they start to win, which is probably, and again, they're blamed right on them. What they've done is blamed right on them. So they really deserve no quarter.
Well, going after Deshaun Watson was, I'm not arguing with you at all that they weren't trying to win. Of course they were. I mean, it was a move that I kind of liked.
I can't disagree with you that one team has done things to position themselves for the future. Or as they say, I mean, the Cavs have done the same thing. The Cavs have rolled out 19 win seasons when could have won 30 in a season if they would have made some moves, but it wouldn't have done them any good. And I think that some people look at teams, and this is what makes the Guardians so impossible. And it's like, listen, man, I get frustrated at the Guardians. Hey, they are what they are. And Paul Dolan is a part of Major League Baseball, but damn it, it could be a hell of a lot worse. But you're playing in this system where you can't do what the Cubs did. You can't win a World Series, then start to suck up the room, and then start to build back because they barely come to the ballpark anyway. And you don't have the TV deal and you don't have the tickets, so you can't do that. You have to be somewhat competitive.
Wins and losses between sports are apples and oranges. I mean, 8 Guardians losses is equal to 1 Browns loss in the grand scheme of the amount of games they play per season.
Correct.
Right?
Absolutely.
So the horrible stretch that the Guardians put up where we all lost our minds still was just
a bad
2 weeks of Browns football.
Yes.
Well, I agree, obviously, that. And I do think we reached, I don't know if you agree with me on this, Kenny. I thought it was a little ridiculous.
And then winning 6-7 was winning in the snow against the Steelers on Thursday night. It's the same deal.
Yeah, obviously, I don't think this team is really going anywhere. I think we're both, unfortunately, you know, we had Anthony Castrovince on the other day, and he's like, you know, this team's just not good enough.
It's a firepower issue. If you do make the playoffs, and I think they're going to make the playoffs.
You do?
Yes. Oof. I think just looking at the schedule, I think it's 4 games. They got to make up 4 games.
Owen wants to play schedule game here for the second half.
Well, I've wanted to play schedule game for a month. Bad. That's why I bring it up every day.
I don't know. I felt a little optimistic yesterday, and then
the only thing that
I'm not blaming Underwood, but he was pretty realistic about the situation.
We can do the new information bit that everybody loves to do. That if they start getting rid of pieces in the next 2 weeks, then that will change my thoughts probably. But
I thought you'd make the argument that they could get better if they got. If they stop, maybe
no. I'm saying
holding
like if
the
they go
back,
out and just decide that like Class A's not going to be here anymore, or you know Kwan's not going to be here anymore. If those things happen, then yeah, I'll probably change my tune. But right now, how they set, and I feel like if they bring up DeLotter at the right time, he might add some pop to the lineup that they're greatly missing, but I don't think when it comes to October, they're really going to be competitive in the playoffs.
I'll tell you this, though. If they got rid of
Emmanuel, I'm still going to wear all my stuff and cheer for them, though, when that happens.
If they got rid of Emmanuel Clase, I could talk myself into like being like, okay, they still have a shot this year. Because, you know, it's getting a little rickety there.
You
on
got
that.
Cade Smith still.
And you have Cade Smith still, even though he hasn't really claimed that position, but we'll see. I mean, if this whole, and we'll play this coming up at 8 o'clock, this whole stuff about Stephen Kwan. I mean, if they were to let go of him before the trade deadline, I'm just going to be quiet, and you can go ahead and deal with the calls after what we've just argued about over the last 2 days. Because that will, my God. I mean, you have to talk yourself into it as best you possibly can. If they were with 2 years left of player control, technically, at least a season and a half. Now he's up for arbitration next year and the year after. I mean, you're looking at that like, holy God, if they did something like that, it'd be ridiculous.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.